and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is a special report from ABC News. The Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. The convention's night two heard from Nikki Haley, the one-time critic of former President Trump, who gave her strong endorsement of him this time, explaining away what critics call her flip-flop.
My message to them is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
ABC News contributor Chris Christie, arguably the harshest of Trump's critics, declared Haley a flip-flopper.
She was on that stage because she's tortured by her own ambition. She had to go up there if she wants to run again in 2028 in her own mind. And that was more important than her standing up for the things that she represented to the voters in the Republican primaries about Donald Trump being unfit.
Tonight, delegates will hear from Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his 2-run homer in the 5th to put the game away. The Brewers, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Tad Taggart joins us from Western Racket to update us on his indoor Just Finish event that I hope to take part in.
And Ben and Deanna Melchor are in for their Moving with the Melchor segment.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yockey, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Boy, hats off to the National Weather Service, especially all of our offices around Wisconsin, like the one in Sullivan that's probably been tapped on quite a little bit this week for the Republican National Convention. It looks beautiful. Welcome to a Wednesday, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yockey. This is the Midwest Farm Report. No matter where you are in Wisconsin today, looks like you're going to enjoy your day. Sunshine on the way. More moderate temperatures. Daytime highs today probably in the mid-70s with a little bit of a breeze. Clear tonight down to about 54. More sunshine and dry weather on the way around 75 on Thursday. Sunshine on Friday, 78. Even Saturday looks beautiful. Sunny skies and 79 degrees. Honestly, the weekend looks outstanding. Maybe on Sunday, sliver of a chance of showers and thunderstorms starting to move back in. We'll find out what Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has to say about that. We've got a lot of ground to cover and not much time to do it. Today, speaking of the Republican National Convention, the farm faction getting together at Mel Sheen's family farm in Waterford. Touch on that in just a little bit. We're also catching up with our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Wisconsin's going to play host to a very important stockmanship and stewardship conference coming up in August. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Tammy Vossen will explain why. That and more farm news all on the way.
Dairy Girl Network invites all dairy women to join them at their biannual conference in Kansas City. The Forward Together Conference is November 5th through 7th and features 25 speakers with breakout sessions and time to connect with fellow farm women. The conference also has a trade show, shopping, and photo headshots. For full details and to register, visit dairygirlnetwork.com. Registration deadline is October 8th.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Agriculture isn't just about growing food. And touches everything we eat, wear, and use, from the food on our tables to the clothes that we wear, and even the fuel in our cars. Agriculture plays a crucial role, and this year's Wisconsin Science Festival, scheduled for October 14th through the 20th, will showcase this connection. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and Francesca Long, the operations manager for the Wisconsin Science Festival, says what began as a local initiative has blossomed into a week-long statewide extravaganza.
So back in 2011, it was really the brainchild of the former director of the mortgage outreach team, Laura Heisler, and George Sugros with the Wisconsin Arts Board. And they were looking for a way for Madison to host some kind of art-science fusion event. So it started in Madison. It was just a couple of days, and they had events that were linking that gap between science and art. And then as the years went on, the festival continued to expand, and we went from 3 days to a full 7 day festival week. We went from just Dane County to last year we had 51 counties. We're just hoping to continue growing that, you know, taking the festival from this early inception to reaching a much broader audience. And so that's why, you know, we like to pick a different theme every year and welcoming new audiences every year as well. So last year we featured time and that brought in a new audience. And then this year with agriculture, we're hoping to reach even more counties and more folks who are doing cool science out there.
And you mentioned agriculture is the topic this year. That's the theme. But why? How did agriculture get chosen? And what's the importance behind that?
It's a great question. I think when we wrapped up the last festival, in theory, we're supposed to take off some time and just kind of relax and enjoy the fact that we did a festival. But instead, Sam, the festival director, and I, we just kind of sat in our office and, you know, we brainstormed what to do. We were thinking, oh, pollinators. Okay, well, how did they contribute to the whole? And that once again leads us towards agriculture. And then we were thinking about, you know, what other tech matters to Wisconsin? What do people want to learn about? And agriculture really was just a natural fit. I mean, it's something that's appeared in a lot of previous events that we've done. It just wasn't the overarching sort of festival feature. And it's such a great thing to highlight. You know, it's part of every single thing that we do every day, whether you know it or not. It's in the food that we buy. It's in the clothes that we wear. It's, you know, it's the root of the economy in the state. And I think there's so much more to agriculture than a lot of people are aware of. It's the science and the technology and the automations and the creative processes that go into it. And so we're just really excited to highlight more of the agricultural story than what you might already know.
And you mentioned that this now is a week-long event festival versus before it was just that few days. So now that it's a week-long, take me through what actually happens during that week.
So much happens during that week. So we're based in Madison and we coordinate some events specifically in Madison. So we do a field trip expo where we welcome about 1,000 field trip students from really throughout the area to come into our building and do some hands-on science. We have live baby cows that come in so folks can kind of learn about some imaging techniques that they use to track calves during their time on the farm. And that's really fun for us to get to see them in the morning. They're just sleepy and sweet. We also do Science on the Square, which is a Thursday night. We work with the Madison Night Market and we take over State Street in Madison. And that is a nice mixture of night market vendors and hands-on science locations. We work with lots of local businesses. And that welcomes a crowd of folks who either knew to come out or they were just out for an evening stroll and happened upon this wonderful celebration of art, science, and marketing. This year, we're bringing back our Saturday Expo. So we've heard from the people. They want the community day back, and we're doing that for them. So we're going to open our doors again the Saturday of the festival on the 19th for anybody who'd like to stop by and do those hands-on activities. And then aside from the ones that we do in Madison, our event hosts are happening all throughout the state. So libraries will have things like story time and story walks. Nature centers will have guided hikes, bird watching activities, stargazing meetups. We do a thing called the BioBlitz where you can go out into nature and take observations of what you see around you and contribute to this big collective whole. Last year, we had about 2,500 observations throughout 1 week. And that's whatever you can find whenever you walk outside. It's bugs, it's leaves, it's plants. It's lots of really cool stuff. Some of the photos are pretty fun to look through. We do pub talks. We work with children's museums. A lot of school districts will do a family science night. So there's a lot going on for the week. We only get to really see a very small fraction of it. I wish we got to see everything, but there's only two of us and we can only be in so many places at once. But it's great the things that people come up with. We've noticed our event hosts are incredibly creative.
And you mentioned there is a lot going on. Roughly, if you had to give us an estimate, just how many sites or events are happening throughout that week that people can look forward to, that maybe it's going to be a little higher this year compared to past numbers, but something to kind of give us an idea.
Yeah, last year we were lucky enough to have a presence in 51 counties throughout Wisconsin. We had about 126 unique venues and about 550 event occurrences. So some events do happen multiple days, which is awesome. It gives more people a chance to come in. But that's a lot of events, a lot of opportunities. We welcomed about 40,000 people to all those events across the state.
And we mentioned there's a lot of kids opportunities to learn, but it's not just for the kids. It's for the adults, for your whole family. Take me through that component of it and maybe that nostalgia that it's not, you think science, you think kids, but it's not necessarily.
Yeah, we like to say that our age range is K through gray. So anybody who has an interest in science, had an interest in science, wasn't sure if they had an interest in science, but they'd like to start exploring it now. You know, we try to make sure that there are events for everybody. So we work with breweries and we can do really fun science on tap kind of nights. We do more adult facing lecture series. We try to bring in enough events for everybody. Our goal is that there's an event within a 60-mile radius of every single person in Wisconsin. And the goal, too, is that there's an event of interest to every single person in Wisconsin.
And are you getting feedback from our fellow Wisconsinites of what they want to see or ideas?
We definitely get a good amount of feedback. I think people love hands-on activities. They want to go in there themselves. They want to experience things. They want to touch, taste, smell, feel. They want to really feel like they're a part of the science that they're looking at. I think it's one thing to be told about it, which is, you know, why we go to school and why we learn things in a classroom setting. But these kind of informal learning opportunities are really where the festival can shine, where you can go in and learn about science in a way that it doesn't feel like there's a barrier to it. It doesn't feel like you're not welcome in. You can kind of go in and really dig into the science in front of you.
And so what's next? You're having these meetings, you're getting it set up for this week-long festival, but what do you need from our audience now?
So we are officially into event recruitment mode. So this is a really fun time for us. It's where we get to hear about the events that are going to happen during the festival week. So our website, wisifest.org, wisifest.org, is open. It has all of our resources for event hosts. It has suggestions for the types of events you can do. It has all the different sort of marketing things we have available, but now's the time for people to tell us what they're interested in. And if you're not sure what you're interested in, that's what we're here for too. You know, if you say, I want to get involved, but I don't know how, odds are that we've heard that question before and we know someone in your area that's doing something cool that you could work with as well. You know, we have a lot of great connections to schools and libraries and a lot of ways for you to bring your ideas to life if you're curious about it.
And is there a certain deadline that maybe interested farmers or businesses should reach out if they are interested in kind of hosting an event in their area?
Ideally, we'll get most of our event submissions by August 1st. That's kind of the deadline to receive some of our promotional materials. We will accept things up until the festival week. We know that sometimes you might just wake up in the morning and go, I want to host an event. And that week is the week of the festival. We'll make sure to do our best to help promote it. But August 1st is that initial deadline to get your events in.
You mentioned you're not going to necessarily turn anybody away. There's no bad idea. If you have an idea, you guys will help them run with it, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we try to make it as low barrier as possible to participate. Our events are, it's free to participate in the festival. Your events are encouraged to be free to the public. But, you know, if you have events that require admission prices, if it's for a specific audience, that's definitely welcome as well. We tried to have last year about 80% of our events were free to the public and open to the general public. But it's absolutely okay if your event is a little bit more exclusive than that. We're still happy to have it up on our site. And yeah, if you have an idea and you're not sure what it is fully, we definitely encourage you to submit an event regardless. We can always make changes later on.
And how can those who are interested in just attending some of these events, maybe I want to make a week-long plan of it and travel throughout Wisconsin to all of these. How do I do that? Is there a map that I can follow to know where to even go?
Absolutely. I think the map is one of my favorite parts about the festival. We have an interactive map so you can zoom in on the region that you're in or a region that you're interested in, and it'll tell you exactly what's going on. You can also filter it by specific location, type of event, age range, the day that you necessarily want to go and look. But all of that info is on our website, which again is wisifest.org, and there's a list of all the events and then the event map as well.
Francesca Long along with us. She's the operations manager for the Wisconsin Science Festival. For Wisconsin's agriculture community, the Wisconsin Science Festival promises a week of discovery and celebration, highlighting the essential role of science in farming and beyond. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, life insurance. The question I get the most is, do I really need it? Now, if you've got kids or a spouse or a loved one who depends on you, then yes, I've got two steps to help you get one. Step one, multiply your annual income by 20. This is how you estimate how much money you want the policy to be worth. It's called the coverage. It's how much money your loved ones get in case the unthinkable happens. Step two, look into a 20-year term policy for that amount. Term is just insurance lingo for a simple form of insurance. It covers you for a set rate of time, a term. The average cost of a 20-year term policy for most folks is between $26 and $30 a month. That's it, two steps to get you going. And then if the unexpected happens, your loved ones can have some money to support them. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwaba.
Wednesday night, we will stream live on Facebook and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We will be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome comedians Kristen Leidy and Katie Bowman in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Wisconsin's been in the crosshairs this week because of all the activities in the Milwaukee area. But I do want to remind folks, we've got the Waukesha County Fair right there in Pewaukee that maybe they'll capitalize a little bit on all the visitors from out of the state. Outside of that, we also have the Fond du Lac County Fair that's getting underway officially kind of today. The Dane County Fair starts tomorrow. Greene County Fair is starting today down in Monroe. We've got the La Crosse Interstate Fair. We've got the Trempealeau County Fair. A lot of things going on. And this weather is just what the doctor ordered for anybody that's got to be moving livestock or even our little furry feather animals out there. At least we don't have to worry quite so much like we did last weekend about how to keep them cool.
Right. We get a break from that heat and humidity, and I hope it means we turn out bigger crowds at the fairgrounds because it's going to be so nice to be out and about.
Yeah, I do want to remind folks that a couple areas where Stu and I spend a lot of time is with youth livestock auctions. You know, for people that have never been there, to see the smile on those kids' faces, whether it's a steer, a hog, a lamb, or the rabbits sometimes, or the turkeys or the ducks, that makes my day. And it also could make your freezer, if you know what I mean. That is a great way to buy direct and literally know the story that's behind it.
Yeah, support the youth, support the work they've done for the year, give them some pride, and like you say, Pam, you get some really good product to fill up the freezer and enjoy later.
Yeah, we'll give you the dates or times on some of the meat, livestock auction, and fur and feather auctions coming up. Let's get the weather details going, though, Stu. That'll put a smile on everybody's face.
Yeah, it's worked out very fine. I mean, that front that dropped through the state yesterday, today lines up from, even western Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, down to Missouri. The radar indicating there's some rain down in southern Indiana and Ohio and down into Missouri and southern Kansas. Nothing as far as a threat in Wisconsin. A little light rain has just pulled away from the Door Peninsula out across Lake Michigan this morning. And what we really expect across the Badger State will be some sunshine and temperatures just a little bit cooler than normal in the 70s. Very fine indeed. Just like somebody turned on the air conditioning, it stays much that way right on through Thursday and into Friday, warming a little bit by the weekend. There's going to be some instability, and that could lead to a very slight chance of a little pop-up late afternoon shower or storm. I don't expect anything widespread or serious here right through today, tomorrow, Friday. Some slight chances late this weekend or on toward next week. And by that time, by Sunday, Monday, we start pushing back up toward the low 80s, back to more normal levels, but it still should feel a whole lot more comfortable than just a couple of days ago. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Speaking of stories, Fond du Lac County's Youth Livestock Auction is tomorrow afternoon starting at 4:45. Their small animal sales do Saturday. Really doesn't matter when you've got that slated because the weather looks consistently beautiful every day.
It does look very fine. And in fact, the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update is for sunny skies on this Wednesday, a beautiful day, a lot of mid 70s with the northwest winds 5 to 10. Overnight clear back into the low or the mid 50s, if you will. The north wind still only about 5. Sunny skies Thursday. Boy, a rubber stamp, mid 70s. North winds at 5. Sunny Friday. More like the upper 70s with winds becoming west at 5. And I'd expect we head up around 80 or better on Saturday, Pam, with guess what? More sun.
Yeah, and dry. That's outstanding. I'm just noticing we had some problems with our talk text line, but I see my friends down in Kenosha reminding me that earlier this week they picked up more than 2 inches of rain. So dry will be welcome down there.
Oh, it's going to do them some good. A couple of days of sunshine, and it's just going to start to dry things up a bit.
Smiles on everybody's faces. All right, my friend, we'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Stumach, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit them at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. July 17th marks the anniversary of the death of civil rights icon and democracy champion, Congressman John Lewis. Exactly 2 years before he died, he gave a speech before the U.S. House on the right to vote in support of the Voter Empowerment Act. Here's an excerpt of his speech.
In a democracy, the right to vote is the most powerful, nonviolent tool we have. Many people marched and protested for the right to vote. Some gave a little blood, and others lost their lives. Some of you have heard me say that the right to vote is precious, almost sacred. In my heart of hearts, I believe that we should make it simple and convenient for all of our citizens to be part of the democratic process. It should not matter whether you're black or white, Latino, Asian American, or Native American. We can do better, and we must do better. We have a moral obligation, a mission, and a mandate to empower all of the American people, not just a select few. We must do what is right, what is fair, and what is just.
Congressman John Lewis will be honored with a National Day of Commemoration and Action in over 80 locations around the U.S. on July 17th. We've linked to the schedule at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
And this is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. The convention's night two heard from Nikki Haley, the one-time critic of former President Trump, who gave her strong endorsement of him this time, explaining away what critics call her flip-flop.
My message to them is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
ABC News contributor Chris Christie, arguably the harshest of Trump's critics, declared Haley a flip-flopper.
She was on that stage because she's tortured by her own ambition. She had to go up there if she wants to run again in 2028 in her own mind. And that was more important than her standing up for the things that she represented to the voters in the Republican primaries about Donald Trump being unfit.
Tonight, delegates will hear from Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week.
And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a three-year-old and a five-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended four games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball, for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool. Baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things. And myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You know, if you work around livestock, you've got to be on high alert. And more these days, farmers are being rewarded for the good care that they give to their animals, both when it comes to feeding and their comfort, and also when it comes to their transportation. Wisconsin gets a chance to play host to one of four national events coming up in August that's all focused in on how we can improve our animal handling skills. Tammy Voss, an executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, is going to join me for an update on the Stockmanship and Stewardship event coming up August 28th and 29th in Lancaster. It's one regardless of your age, regardless of how long you've been moving animals, you will learn something. Stick around for that. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I love delivering the good news on weather. Boy, today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, sunshine, mid-70s, a little bit of a breeze. Temperatures overnight down to the 50s where our animals are comfortable. Great way for county fairs to unfold across the state. Don't forget, we'll tell you more about how many are going on and how you can find them coming up. Let's see, today is the 17th day of July. On this day in 1955, Disneyland opened its doors for the first time. Considered the happiest place on earth, the Disneyland in Anaheim, California opened on this day, 1955. Happy birthdays today to singer-songwriter Luke Bryan. He is 48 years young. And the Hoff, David Hasselhoff, is 72. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's steffesgroup.com. Fantastic newly revised website you should be taking a look at. You don't like the website, but you'd like to talk to somebody? Well, they're happy to visit with you. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Yoon from the Steffes Group joins me now. We were talking about kind of the emotional roller coaster that people can go through when they're trying to come to grips with an auction. Maybe it's just a few things that you're letting go. Maybe it's the whole farm or the whole estate. Everybody's got a story. And Ashley, you say that's where your staff is trained, ready to handle and listen to everybody's story.
Yeah, truly, a retirement sale or something like that can be very emotional to begin with. But to start the process, it really starts with a phone call. From the phone call, we get you in touch with a rep who's best suited for the equipment you have, or maybe it's livestock. We start with a conversation at the kitchen table. We talk about goals and objectives and what kind of time frame we're looking at. You know, I can tell you a lot of people do plan ahead, and some people want to capture the market that's happening right now, right in front of them, because they think something's going to change. So no matter what that is, we want to sit down, we want to talk about it, and then we want to go look at the equipment, all right? And so a lot of guys, they'll ask us, you know, when's the best time to have an auction? And the same answer is, as always, is after your funeral. Not an option for some people, of course, if it's a retirement. But, you know, the reality is, yes, there's seasons for things. There's times when we'll split up the whole line and sell the spring first, do the fall stuff in after harvest. But timing is everything, depending on what you have. And every line of equipment's different, too. I can tell you that no two campaigns that we do in advertising are the same. It's custom built just for your sale, just for your line, or maybe it's just a handful of items.
You know, I think there's some trepidation anytime you're going to make this kind of life-changing move. But the other thing about Steffes is the specialist you have on staff, If I'm all in on dairy, you've got somebody that will match me all in on their passion for dairy and knowledge about dairy. If I'm all in on custom equipment, you'll match me with that expert. If I'm all in on a particular color, I mean, you guys mirror back exactly the person you're talking to.
Yeah, we do. And so we're never going to send somebody out there that doesn't know about what you have, first of all. So the person coming out is going to be knowledgeable. We can even go through what stuff that you have has sold for in the past. And then, you know, if we're far enough ahead, say, you know, a lot of guys may come to us in the spring or just after planting and say, I'm thinking about retiring, doing something this fall or summer. What are my best options? And, you know, we'll look at the equipment. We'll say, hey, well, maybe you should put new tires on this tractor, or we should rebuild the tracks on this tractor, and then you get to use it for a season, and it'll look better, show better during your farm retirement.
Advice that you need. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. Again, I remind you, their website, newly revised, steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Or if you prefer to talk with them, they are happy to do that. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. They're doing business the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, and they're also providing you the latest technology with their newly revamped website. Take a look. Steffesgroup.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Habenjager, BB Swagger. Those are just a few of the new flavors coming out of the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop on by the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1. Of course, shop online anytime you want, BavariaSausage.com. They are creatively putting a twist on the traditional Landjager snack sticks, always a favorite. Now they're offering you the Cranjager with Wisconsin cranberries, the Pepper Jager, how about with some Brazilian red and green peppers, and now the Beer and Bacon Swiss Jager, the Swagger, and the Habanero Jager, the Habanjager. So like I said, there is flavor galore and old world authentic elements all around you. Check it out online, BavariaSausage.com, or stop on by corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert, Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Woo, we got a lot of business to take care of today. And speaking of the dairy business, yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 2.25 cents, 188.75. 40-pound block cheese was up a half at 186.5. Double A butter on Tuesday, penny and a half higher at 313.75 per pound. This morning, the August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 at 1978. September's unchanged, 2030. December new crop soybeans are up 3 right now at 412. November new crop beans are up 3 at 1046. September wheat, that's up 2 at 533 a bushel. Today they'll be talking about the Farm Bill, maybe federal milk marketing orders. It is the annual Great American Farm Fair in conjunction with the Republican National Convention. It's happening at Malsheen Farms in Waterford. There's expected to be quite a group on hand, and it's a little lighthearted, but it is an opportunity to learn more about the diversity of agriculture and some of the issues that agriculture is facing today. So that's one of the events, the Great American Farm Fair, for the first time in its history at an actual farm. Coming up next, our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council join us on a Wednesday.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, longtime Democratic strategist Joe Trippi gives us his perspective on whether the messages at the Republican convention are landing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
And repeat it Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. First chance of rain back in the forecast coming back around Sunday. Now, let's remember, county fair activities are flourishing around the state of Wisconsin. We've got the Waukesha County Fair in Pewaukee. We also have the Fond du Lac County Fair in Fond du Lac. The Green County Fair ongoing in Monroe. The La Crosse Interstate Fair in West Salem, Trumplow County Fair in Galesville, and tomorrow the Dane County Fair in Madison gets underway. Support those kids. Tell you what, a lot of those kids are learning how to handle livestock. That's part of the county fair experience. But I'll tell you what, even veteran beef producers can find out a little something new at an upcoming stockmanship and stewardship event going to be held in Lancaster August 28th and 29th. This is a rare opportunity, according to Tammy Vossen, executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats. You can find out more about how your beef, and that includes, of course, some dairy, Checkoff dollars are being spent. Go to beeftips.com. Tammy Vossen joined me in studio to explain why Wisconsin was selected as one of the four national sites for the stockmanship and stewardship event.
This is the first time that Wisconsin has served as host to the stockmanship stewardship event, which is nationally organized and in put together by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff program. So every year they host about four of these regional events across the United States, and we're just so pleased to have the opportunity to host it here in Wisconsin. We've partnered with the Iowa and Illinois folks across the borders and extension and the beef councils and cattlemen's organizations to make this event happen. So we're certainly hoping to see lots of Wisconsin representation there.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, the dates are August 28th and 29th. Easy to get to for you. It's in Lancaster. You can find more details online. Stockmanship and stewardship, spell it all out, .org. What are we going to be doing at this two-day event, Tammy? Give growers a little bit better sense on why they want to prioritize attending.
Well, I think if you've never been to a cattle handling demonstration that is put on by Dr. Ron Gill and Kurt Pate, that would be the first and foremost session that really should pique your interest in attending. These guys do they'll do a shoot side demonstration and they'll work cattle in the ring. Just giving us a better idea on how we can, we know how frustrating it can be at times when you're working cattle at home, trying to get them loaded up onto the trailer or whatnot. So using their natural instincts that our cattle exhibit and how we can think more in that frame of mind, Kurt and Ron do a fantastic job showing us how to improve those skills overall.
We know that it makes a difference as far as the beef is concerned. Stress in animals turns into cutout, shall we say, at the end point in the meat processing. So it is all about low-stress cattle handling. And I see that with respect to our dairy audience, they're not only going to be working the straight-out beef breed cattle, but also the beef on dairy cross.
They are. So we'll have two unique groups of cattle coming in, our native beef breed, of course, but then some of those calves that have been fed on the bottle and are more acclimated to having people around them. So the differences in how we manage and move those two different types of cattle.
Now, we mentioned that this is in cooperation with the Beef Quality Assurance Program, something that all beef producers should be aware of. Do they get credits for attending, Tammy? Is there some classroom information? Give me a little sense more on the agenda and the depth.
Right. So first and foremost, if you're already certified in the Beef Quality Assurance Program, if you attend the 2 days of stockmanship and stewardship, that will extend. You'll have to take a test at the end, and then we'll be able to extend your certification by another 3 years. If you're coming up close on that recertification period, which is between the 24 and 25 years here, This will be a great opportunity to do that. Or if you're new to BQA and just want to get that certification in your card to show to the buyers of your cattle, then you'll be able to get that first time certification too. But yeah, we'll be covering a number of other topics throughout the 2 days of this event, whether it's focused on fitness for transport, on cattle grazing and pasture management overall. We've got someone coming in talking about hairy heel warts and how to best manage them in your beef cattle herd, and a number of other just high quality speakers that are really applicable to how we are raising cattle here within the Midwest.
Well, and the camaraderie, let's not forget about the pure camaraderie, as Tammy pointed out at the outset. We've got beef producers from quite a large geographic region that are coming to Wisconsin, easy for you to get to. And I see that there are Arlen Crooks is going to be busy trying to show folks around. There's that element, too.
Right. We'll be spending some time at the Lancaster Ag Research Station. But you're absolutely right. It's an opportunity from us not only to learn from the speakers who are coming in to give presentations, but from each other in those side conversations that always occur at these types of meetings. And I want to make for sure to mention, too, that NCBA also has a Rancher Resilience Grant, which can help you cover the registration fee and up to 2 nights hotel stay that you can apply for that online. So if you just search for Rancher Resilience Grant, you will find that online. But it is a $75 registration, covers your 2 days. There's 3 meals included in that, and we're just super excited to be bringing it to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be a great crowd, that's for sure. The website, if you want to take a look at the agenda, Stockmanship and Stewardship. You got to spell that out. Stockmanshipandstewardship.org. Again, the dates are August 28th and 29th. It's going to be held in Lancaster. The website also gives you hotel offerings if you need to stay and want to be in the area. You know, the other thing that I noticed on the tentative agenda, Tammy, is something that you don't get a lot of or a great opportunity all the time, and that is actually hearing from packer reps on what they're looking for when it comes to carcasses these days. That's some very important information to drive this all home.
It really is. So if you haven't had a chance to kind of review some of the top line results from the National Beef Quality Audit, I think folks will find some really interesting data there that, you know, we use that data to bring back into the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And when talking to some of our in-state packers about the results from the most recent audit, It very much is representative of cattle that we are raising here in Wisconsin and issues that are showing up at our packing plants.
Right. So why not try to be proactive when it comes to the animals that you're handling? That's a big part of this focal point. Again, the Stockmanship and Stewardship event coming up August 28th and 29th. Registration is now open on their website, stockmanshipandstewardship.org. Tammy Vossen in studio with us. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Your checkoff dollars at work. And remember, dairy folks, that's including you more and more these days. Find out about your beef checkoff activity online, beeftips.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow morning with our friends from EverAg.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Canada's push to achieve a fully green ag sector today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Canada's agriculture sector is confident that net zero emissions by 2050 is doable. Rob Carrivo heads the Environmental Energy Institute at the University of Windsor.
Farmers, in my view, are very sophisticated users and producers of energy. And as a result of that, I think that's a huge opportunity. I think we have to embrace the upside of risk here, and we have to also understand that decarbonization isn't necessarily going to be an economic bomb.
Carrivo says it may not cost that much to get to net zero emissions.
We need everyone to understand why the perception is that, let's say, hydrogen, oh, that's going to be too expensive. That would never work. Or ammonia, that's not going to work. You can't make it with wind. That's too expensive. Well, why? What are the pain points so that we can get more people weighing in to say, listen, this is what's broken. How do we fix it?
Carrivo thinks the fix will come in time.
There will be some learning that has to happen. And I think the step that's missing is we don't have enough transparent business cases for decarbonization.
Carrivo was among a panel discussing priorities for emissions reduction by Canadian agriculture. And I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devils, advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.